Radio Prague News.
The Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes has published names of former communist spies on its website, some of whom still allegedly work as intelligence agents today. The deficit of the state budget dropped to 69 billion crowns at the end of July. And health authorities have been unable to establish the source of a dysentery outbreak in southern Bohemia. The Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes, which in April published a list of spies from the communist era, inadvertently included the names of several people still working for military intelligence, among them a number of agents still active abroad, the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reported on Monday. The paper said the agents in question, whose names were online for several weeks, may now face a serious threat to their lives and safety. A spokesman for the Ministry of Defense said that while the military intelligence considered the publication problematic, a risk for the agency as such was unlikely. The Security and Defense Committee of the Czech Parliament's lower house is set to debate the issue. In related news, the Czech Military Intelligence Service said on Monday that among the names of communist spies which appeared online were no current members of the service. The publishing of the list of communist-era spies by the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes did not jeopardize the activities of military intelligence, the lives of its agents, or the security of the Czech Republic, according to the Czech Military Intelligence Service. The deficit of the state budget decreased to 69 billion crowns, or more than 3.6 billion US dollars, by the end of July, the Czech Finance Ministry said on Monday. The deficit dropped from 75.7 billion crowns registered in June. Last July, the deficit reached 76.2 billion crowns. The state budget for the whole of 2010 has been approved with a deficit of 162.9 billion crowns. The ministry said lower capital expenditures of the state in 2010 were the major force behind the decrease. Health authorities have been unable to establish the source of a dysentery outbreak in southern Bohemia. 30 people have fallen ill with the infectious disease in the city of České Budějovice in the course of last week, while another 40 manifested clinical symptoms. All of them had potato salad in one of the city's restaurants on the 23rd of July. However, the health authorities' investigation in the restaurant and among its staff produced negative results. On Friday and Saturday, 19 people were treated in hospital in České Budějovice, with 6 of them hospitalized at the hospital's infectious disease department. All of them were released before the end of the weekend. The Václav Havel Library, which was established in 2004 to preserve the works and legacy of the former Czech president Václav Havel, will move to a prestigious location in Prague. The head of the library's board of directors, Czech multi-billionaire Zdeněk Bakala, purchased a house in Loretánské náměstí near Prague Castle. The library will rent the premises from him. The library's director, Martin C. Putna, said the Václav Havel Library should open at its new location in around 18 months' time. And finally, a brief look at the weather. Meteorologists warn of heavy storms that are expected to hit western parts of the country later on Monday, which should then move towards the east. Highest daytime temperatures should range between 20 and 24 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.